Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wednesday night on Dry Bones Connection. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is You Cast Spells with Incantations with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Yes, I am. And again, you lay back, like you said, and you can bring in the callers. Once they push one, because they will be, we'll be part of the round table tonight, family. Sister Antoinette is not feeling the best, so you, family, listening audience, you will be the co-host tonight. So any questions, concerns, statements that are on your mind, push one, call in so that you can chime in. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can go ahead and lay back, take it easy, and just bring the callers in as they raise their hands, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, family. So we start off as normal with Ashe to the ancestors. Namaste to the elders. Honor, love, and much respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us as we share with you. I'd like to tell you Ashe, Ashe, and thank you to the utmost. And tonight's class is You Cast Spells with Incantations. So we're going to go around the other way since we don't have any current events and jump off from there. And again, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or just opinions that you want to share, please call in. So tonight, well, today's date, as we know, 12/6/2023 is a 7. Which is consciousness, but when we actually look at the title of the class, You Cast Spells with Incantations, comes up to 113, which is a 5. And this is what you're learning how to do, family, cast spells. Because even if we didn't recognize, you can use this class as part two to last week's class. In last week's class, we talked about the frequency and power behind the numbers of God and Christ. And now, here's the power with that frequency behind the numbers that reveal to you that these are spells being cast with incantations, being cast with incantations. And it's no more than you can cast spells with incantations. You have and are and will continue to cast spells with the magic word. Within the incantations, you have been doing it already, family. You do it every day, and you don't know it. We've heard that we are casting spells on ourselves. When we open our mouths, we manifest what we're saying. You're speaking it into existence. things that we spoke about yesterday or yesteryear is happening today. Things that we heard about and seen as far as science fiction yesterday, it's reality today, and not just the nonsense known as reality TV. It's all connected, family. It's all connected. Start by just saying the simple things. You manifest these things you've been saying, as I said already. We just didn't know. So go back and use Bewitched. Bewitched. What you hear, I will tell as I cast my spells that won't fail. Remember in Bewitched, their incantations always had a rhythmic beat with the rhyme. Dr. Bombay, come right away. Those are small ways. It's not a necessity to use it, but when you do, it's a little bit more emphasis because people will remember. You have no fear, for everything you hear, you cannot unhear. That which is clear is already in the atmosphere. Things that you're saying, as we say, there's nothing new under the sun. It's the same game. But now we're learning the so-called secret of the game. Here's food for thought, family, which is no more than spells cast, casting spells. This little food for thought. This class, again, is referred to as you cast spells with incantations, which is 5, 113. Cast spells is 41 of 5. Magic word is 32 to 5. Now, let's see what we can see right there in cast spells and incantations. Look at the first letter. We're going to do the acronym, cast spells incantation. The acronym would be C, cast, S, spells, I, incantation. I pause a second. Hopefully you picked that up. C-S-I. I think most people are familiar with CSI, which stands for Crime Scene Investigation. Well, the spell was put on you in that title. C-I equals 14. That's the 5. Cast spells is 5. Now, a lot of you might be saying, oh, it's so many CSIs. Yes. But go and check out how many different series of CSI It's no coincidence that there's five different series of CSI. And by the way, series comes to 32, which is also a five. No coincidence, family. And if you add up that particular term for CSI, which is crime scene investigation, comes to 96. 9 plus 6 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. Well, how does 6 correlate with the 5? Told you, once you unravel it, Bell 6, S-I-X equals 14. The 5. Spells, baby. We're unraveling the spells by being able to see what's hidden in plain sight, being the frequency and number, the frequency and power behind the number of the words. We're now able to cast the spells. When we celebrate and even say holiday, it's 22, which is a 4. Incantations is 40. Any word that uses that number 4 is a word of incantation. God is 13, incantation. Christmas is 40, incantation. Like incantations is 40. Christmas is 40. Any word that they use, this is what we gravitate to, not the word. Because we, how many of us don't agree with the way Christmas is celebrated, knowing that it's wrong? But the incantation word Christmas has its own spell, its own frequency. How many of us don't follow the tradition but still follow the tradition by spreading the truth? See, a lot of us have turned that lie into the truth, because Christmas, the incantation, is the truth. It's the secret that has been held away from us, but we gravitate towards all of these words. Again, go back, listen to last week's class, and you will hear all of these words that contain cast spells, which is 5, Christ, and incantations, which is 4, God and Christ, metaphysics, alphabet. See, when we don't see the numbers, we can't connect anything. We can't even create our own magic. There are other ways to do magic, but when you get to the root, you'll even see that the incantations that others use still has a number value of 4 and 5, dealing with the words they use. We're not aware of what comes out of our mouth that puts us in harm's way, puts us in danger, because we assume by somebody else's definition of the word, it means what we assume it means. Making an ass out of you and me on assuming the assumption to assume anything. Just like the three-letter word that is used so often in the prefix of other words called con, control, conspiracy, consciousness, so forth and so on. But again, as I said, once we get into the number, we will understand that we've been conned by even the word con. I hear etymology being thrown around a lot. And again, it has a number, but using that word and going up and looking up the etymology of that word, con, and then come to find out that that word originated over thousands of years ago in the Middle East. And I always like to retract on that when we say Middle East. Let's backtrack and say Africa. They call it Middle East today. Back then, over 1,000 years, it still is referred to as Africa, but they've, again, divided the country up into segments. But con in the original tongue means to know or knowing. You've been conned, baby. Because we don't know squat, still using these words and referring to them by its definition is a program. This is why, again, we're using magic on ourselves and others when we're saying what we have thought that starts to manifest. Some takes time because, again, a lot of us aren't deep into what we're saying. We just say it, we repeat it, it sounds good, blase, we skippy. But the thing is, once we truly become believers, we become achievers. Believers is a four, it's 40. That's God. Achievers is 41, that's Christ. The achievers are the spells cast. The believers are the incantations. So these are the things, and it's the simple things. Just saying the simple things, family. Not even knowing, just saying the simple things are both part of casting spells with incantations. Same number, different words. This is why the CSI, crime scene investigation, it's a crime. The scenes out here that we see daily, it's a crime. But we're not doing our internal investigations. We're leaving it to others to investigate and report back to us whatever it is they want to tell us, and we believe it. Because, again, you cannot hear and then unhear. You can't read or see something and unread or unsee what you've seen. It's not going to happen. This is why not even knowing. Go ahead.
We have a call.
Okay, bring the caller in. Bring the caller in.
I believe it's Brother Kwame.
Okay.
Good evening, Christina.
Good evening.
My mom is now an ancestor at 7:30.
Oh, man. I've been waiting for you to get back with me, wondering, and again, Ashe, much love. Our condolences as a family, you know, brother, again, We've been on you with your journey with moms going to the apple orchard each year and all the different things. And, again, you definitely have our condolences on your mom's transition. That was where you got down there. That was the thing. You was on your way and you got there. So, that should lay a little easier on your heart.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm the eldest, and so it had to be me to pull the plug and the last rites and watch her take her last breath. And tell her she was free.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
All right, fam.
All right, man. Glad you let us know. Can keep us abreast of what was happening, and appreciate it. And, man, much love and respect for you to come on at this particular time and what you're dealing with to express your sentiments for your moms, man. So, you know, much love to you, man, and stay strong.
Yeah, thank us. Later.
Thank us.
Yes, be at peace, Brother Kwame. Be at peace. Have a caller. Sister Parrish. Oh, she dropped. Her phone must be going in and out.
Yeah, she should be having problems with her phone.
But it's staticky on the line anyway, but I got to go and hear all the families over here. My sister's over here.
Okay, wait a minute. Here she is. Let me bring her in real quick while we have her. Okay, Sister Parrish.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Wow, Brother Kwame. Wow. This is deep, y'all. I've been feeling stuff. You have my condolences, Brother Kwame. You know I love you and respect you, and I've been feeling stuff. Thank you. When did your mom decide to make her transition, brother?
It was tonight. We took her off the resuscitator, and we unplugged it at 7, and they gave her the medication, and she took a few breaths and held her head up as she was trying to get breath, and she took that last breath. And I just told her, you can free, Mama. You're free. Go.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go be at peace.
Go ahead, yep. Brother Kwame. My sister, I called her Maddie. She lives in Peoria, Arizona, and about 2 hours ago, and she said, Robbie, I love you. I'm going to the hospital. I've been feeling stuff, and I love all of y'all. I've been feeling stuff. Thank God. I'm going to mute and scream, y'all, because I'm feeling stuff, okay?
All right. Well, I'm going to get in here with the family, so I just had to talk to you. All right, I got to go.
All right, peace and love, family. Stay strong. Yes. And listening to... As I had started off with today's date, family, telling you it was 12/6/2023 equals a 7. And, wow, Brother Kwame lets us know that they pulled the plug at 7. There's that 7, how things, like I said, it all lines up. We start to hear and see the numbers, regardless of who says what and what's being done, if you can see the numbers behind the words, everything that's happening, situations, signs and symbols, it all has numbers. We will see how to connect the dots. Were you trying to say something, Sister Antoinette?
Rockefeller passed, and he was 101 or 102, and Norman Lear passed, he was 101. And then we have some good news.
Okay.
A lady is 104, and she skydived from a aiming to break record for the world's oldest skydiver.
Okay.
And she was from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. 104, that five, so that's great.
Yeah, but to be jumping
that's
out
great.
Of a plane.
Yeah, well, I'm quite sure she, you know, she didn't jump out alone. She jumped, but they usually have somebody behind her, an instructor, you know, that's basically helping and ushering, you know, her down while she's going through that. I've actually seen that on television because I think she did it last year at 103 and jumped out of the plane. So this is something that she's been doing. But it's still big ups to anybody who jumps out of a perfectly good airplane to me. They got big ups in my hand because if the plane ain't going down, I ain't jumping. I'm not going to jump, you know.
Oh, I'm not either.
So, but yeah, that's some good news and good news with one of the Jews being Rockefeller making his passing. I ain't going to say transition because we know what he's been transferring ever since he's been in power, you know. And Norman Lear for bringing us all of the different comedy sitcoms that he basically produced during that time, you know.
Yeah.
Jefferson and the Bunkers. The different shows that Norman Lear did. Good Times. I mean, the whole shebang. You know, so he brought us some good comedy and gave us some good black actors who got into the business dealing with those sitcoms. So, you know, big ups to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm sorry, but I have bad news, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shooting in Las Vegas. Three was left dead after shooting at the campus. Lord have mercy.
Las Vegas campus?
Pardon me?
No, I said Las Vegas campus, LV campus. Okay.
Yeah. And that was just a couple hours ago that happened. And it was another one in Texas where they had a shooting. And Dallas, they had one at the mall. They had one at the mall last year, I believe.
Well, all these. Go ahead.
Well, they haven't finished yet given the, wait a minute, that's not right. But let me say this. Okay, you notice how people are living longer? We're hearing more of people living to be 100.
Mhm.
Okay, now the Bible says the scripture says that this generation will not the end will not end because this generation would, you know, still be here to see everything. And you notice how old they're getting. I mean, it's been a long time since you really heard of so many 100-plus-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to, you know, just see that, you know, this is just, people are living longer, you know, the elders are living longer, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
You know, so I'm happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to bring out, you know, that this is what the scripture says, you know, that this generation will not pass away until the end is fulfilled.
Yeah, we got a lot of our seniors holding on. You know, they're hanging on.
Yes, and they look good. They do not look like
mm-hmm.
the elders of when I was young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, again, you know, ignorance, they say it's bliss. But, again, we perish for a lack.
That's right. Lack of knowledge.
So, today, more people are blessed with the cast of spells dealing with the food. See, a lot of our foods, they've cast spells on the food. Just by
yeah.
saying cast spells is five, food is five. Why you think we've been talking about GMOs and different additives, preservatives in the food? People have been talking about for the last 20 to 35 years or so, healthier eating, healthier choices, which is heal thy choice, the healthy choices to heal thy choice. You're healing yourself by watching the food that you intake. It's the same thing, food for thought. You're watching what you take in mentally. You're watching what you take in physically that you ingest in your body. Because half of the things we are eating is killing us, and the other half is what we're thinking is killing us. It's the thought in your food. That's the incantations of the magic words that's being used. As a man thinketh, your thoughts, so is he. So all of this magic starts from your thought. The incantation starts from your thought. Even before you eat the food, you've thought about what you want to eat first. You thought about if you're going to eat this, that, or the other. Everything, all the magic starts with the thought, which then entails the rituals that we learn to perform while we're doing the incantations.
Yeah.
So it's understanding, again, incantations is the four. Remember, four is God. Four is spirit. Four is truth. That's the incantations. We have to wake up. See, but we are here to bring the balance to show both sides of the coin. Because I choose, we all have a choice. I choose to use all of the positive attributes with the four. It's an opposite side of the four
mm-hmm.
with the attributes. Like with all numbers, it has balance. On one side of that four, we see God. On the other side of that four, we see a demon. God is 13, demon is 13. They both the four. on one side, we wake up. Wake up is 22, the four. On the other side, we're asleep. Asleep is 22, the four. On the side that we wake up with God, we live in truth. Truth is 31, the four. On the side of the demon where we are asleep, it's the liar. Liar is 13, the four. See, we have the ability to choose whatever we want. We have that choice. That God, that four, starts with our understanding. From the overstanding that we understand. Understanding is four. Part of your incantations is part of God. If I don't know or have an understanding, then I can't perform incantations not using this method. There are other ways. Like there are so many other ways in everything. There are other ways. This is just a way to show us by the words we've been using and the words that we resonate with have those numbers, four and five, which are God and Christ. See, God being 13, a lot of us, a lot of people, you don't believe in God. But guess what? God believes and knows you. Regardless. Because the understanding, overstanding, and understand, let's use the acronyms again for those words. Standing, I, overstanding, O, understand, you. I think it's I-O-U. I-O-U equals 13, family. Incantations. And you don't believe in God, but the first thing you do is breathe, baby. You breathe. First is 29, which is a 2. Breathe is 31, which is 4. Part of the incantations. Because the first thing, when you breathe, you inhale and exhale. Your first breath. Inhale 2, exhale 4. First 2, breathe 4. You ain't got to believe in God, but you're breathing, ain't you? That's all part of the incantation because that's involuntary. It's spiritual. That's why in the spiritual realm of the four, you have God and you have the demon. Both coming from the spiritual realm within the incantations, dealing with your intentions. Are your intentions good or bad? See, and that's what we have to be truly serious and open with ourselves. Because that's where the magic starts from within. But again, when we are speaking everything in which we've been taught, as I gave the first word that I use, dealing with the etymology of the word con, we've all been con. Using con from the English dictionary, the spell of English, of the occult. English is five, occult is five. It's all part of casting the spells with the English occult words that we use because we don't know. We say etymology all the time, but we keep using the word the way the English definition has given it to us, which is the spell, not where it came from, to see behind what they gave us as the definition. But again, reading between the lines is to see right there behind the number of the word so that you are able to connect the dot by the words that reveal the number that guides you. Guidance, divine guidance. Guidance is 32. This is part of the spells you have been getting. I usually use the number 3, and I relate it to so many negative things that a lot of people started to ask me, well, dag, is 3 bad? Because they are lying with 3 by their birth or by their name or something in their life deals with a 3. They keep saying a 3. 111, 21, 30, 12, 39, 48, 57. They keep saying a 3. And I would always talk about the devil, 21 being a 3. Beast is 21 being a 3. You're looking at the bottomless pit. Bottom is 21. You look at the devil's army called the government. Government is 39, which is a 3. So people started to really get, you know, kind of bent out of shape. But again, it's up to you to find those words by the number that resonates with you that you can use in your magic. I hear all the time, let me be the devil's advocate, which gets under my nerve or used to get under my nerve. It doesn't anymore because I've learned how to use it to teach. As we know, the devil needs no advocation. He doesn't need anyone to advocate for his lie, but we do it. I've yet to hear someone say, I advocate, let me advocate for the Heavenly Father. Why? Because devil 21:3, Heavenly Father is 57, which is a 12. 5 plus 7 is 3. 5 plus 7 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So why don't I hear advocating for the Heavenly Father? We don't have to stay on that name. Find the names of the words you use. Why aren't you advocating for Mother God? Mother God. Again, 39. 3 plus 9 is 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. Mother God, Heavenly Father, why the devil? Because we don't see the number. We can't change the word because we don't see the number in other words to replace it with, to get what it is that we are creating. Again, remember, we're speaking magic words, family. This is why we're still in the predicament we're in, because we're using the English word with the English definition that keeps us bound, doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Crazy, family, crazy. When are we going to come out? We are coming out. The change is happening. That's why change is going to come. Change is the five. The change is the magic words that we're learning, how to cast spells. This is the change. All of this is part of the code that we are now receiving. Code is change. Code is cast spells. But you got to know the game behind the code. That's why game, recognize game. We recognize the spells. That's why the spells are meant to be broken. They tell you rules are meant to be broken, where the rules are the spells. And the spells are no more than the word. And we're using the wrong words. We have the power to change it all, but by regurgitating these words of English that we've been given and not able to see the spells and rules behind the words that are actually now programmed in a lot of us. A spell word is black. I don't know how many of my melanated brothers and sisters hate to refer to themselves as being black because of whose damn definition you won't accept black. This is why it said we hate ourselves, because that's part of it. They now fooled you with another word like conned and said black and put their definition to make it negative, and we run with it. We know that black ain't a nation, white ain't a nation, red ain't a nation. But we stuck on their definition of the word, and we put ourselves in spells, family. We doing it to ourselves. They don't have to do it. I listen to my family through all these shows, and there is constantly their. Their who? Their mindset, their word, their definition. And we can't see it any other way. How do we expect to get out of the nonsense, the spells that we've been put in? By dealing with the rules that have been laid out from the program of education. The grammar, logic, and rhetoric of the trivium that we are lost in by the word that commands and demands for us to do it the way that we believe and assume, the assumptions. It's not going to happen. This is why we have to have something different that we've come up with, we were able to see, we develop, we teach what we've learned in order to make this change happen. This is why I've been saying with what I've been given as I share it, our children are going to get it and devour it. But the thing is, just like most of our children aren't listening to Blog Talk, let alone Dry Bones on Wednesday night, it's up to us to be that proverbial pedal that is tossed in the pond to get the ripple effect, family. We keep looking for others when it's up to us, each individual, to fix us. We have people in our circle. If it's just one, two, three, four, five people in your circle, then disseminate the information, that ripple effect. Start the conversation to get the juices flowing, to get critical thought and critical feedback, and stop theorizing as in critical race theory. We start off with piquing one's curiosity. Give the facts and make sense. That's it. This is how we cast spells, by one's curiosity, by the facts and the sense that we make, all the five, all part of the casting of the spells. We say it on different programs, facts matters, and we, and like I said, it's never a number behind anything, so we're only seeing it the way the word defines itself by the definition of who that's been given to us. And we do no further research or investigation in questioning what we're speaking. This is why we're casting spells on ourselves. I've cast a spell on you in your mind. And we don't even know when the spell is being cast, but we respond and don't know it. That's the beauty of the beautiful. I just use 5 and 4 again, in beauty and beautiful. Cast spells and incantations with the word beauty and beautiful. We don't know why we have so much abundance. We don't know why it's abundant, because we don't recognize the number. We're saying things, but again, we're speaking them into existence. The achievers are the believers. But we aren't achieving because we truly don't believe what comes out of our own mouth, because we do no study, no research, no investigation of our own, along with what we've been given, but find that way that's your own that gives you your answer. Because again, everything we hear, we can't unhear. How often are we talking about things that we've heard on YouTube, over social media, on Facebook, on TikTok, outside of yourself, and we didn't take it inward before we gave it outward? It's called the inner me. Inner me, not enemy. Inner me. The inner me is your worst enemy. Inner me is 23 to 5. Inner me is 14 to 5. Ain't that something? Inner me that takes you to the inner standing to get the picture, to get it right. And when we don't take the inner me to the inner standing, we're using somebody else's nonsense because we haven't made common sense and gave the facts. You never will agree with me. That's cool. But knowing you agree with the facts and the sense that I make is what you agree with. That's a spell right there. Not knowing that agree is 5. Facts is 5. Sense is 5. Agree, 23. Facts, 23. Sense, 23. Ain't that something? The facts are no more. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
As a Christian, we know that out of the words that we speak, and I know you're taking it down to the numbers, but we're held accountable for every word that comes out of our mouth. You know, good or bad. You know, what is it that we say? And what we say, you know, is for death.
Yeah, the deaf leading the deaf, the blind leading the blind. It falls on deaf ears. Again, when we don't have the connection of being Christians, knowing that Christ never called or referred to himself as a Christian, but if we're going to use that name, have a personal relationship of why. Because it's hidden behind the words in the numbers that we're using, and we don't see it. Don't see the number of Christian, don't see the number of Christ, don't see the number of Jesus. We just saying these words. Again, program to believe what we've been taught, to believe tradition. Change is five. Christ is five. Christ is showing us the change behind the words with his number that he's revealing to us. And we still won't try to find it. Hey, who is that on? See, that's why once you hear it, you can't unhear. So you can't say, I didn't know that. Uh-uh. No. You're going to be judged for that now because, again, knowing at the end of the day, the balance, the choice to choose is embedded in our DNA, in every word that comes out of our mouth. We're not trying to find the numbers to attach to the number behind the words to correct a phrase, a sentence, a word or words that we're saying that we've been taught, that now we can see the truth behind what we were told. That when we say everything we've been taught is a lie, not looking at any of the words of what we just said, but it sounds good, so we repeat it. Do we know what we're saying by the number? Are we just saying it because it feels good? LOL.
Well,
OMG. See, we're saying acronyms of whatever we say that it means, but not knowing the number behind the word nor the acronyms that are being used. None at all. And how often do we use these acronyms when we're texting? Texting is no more than being a writer. And now we're not writing properly. We have what you call text jargon, or its own vocabulary by whose standard, who made it up, who put it there. And here's the key. We follow it. They say it means this. Oh, it means, and we follow it. Just like a word, we repeat it. You figuring it out now?
Using shorthand.
What's that?
I said it's like using shorthand. Remember, I was a secretary, so you have ways of using shorthand.
Yeah, it's a way, but again, a lot of it is just the new vocabulary that has been introduced, and again, we are following without questioning. They say it's this, and we don't see any harm right now. We just start to do it. We just start to say it. We start to repeat it. These are the things that I'm saying, that we're casting spells on ourselves, and this is why we're in the same place. This is why when you came up with why we came by a city, they got 12 cities. It's part of, again, the spells that have been put on us that we now perpetuate. We keep them going. They don't have to do it. They not taught us these things, and now we are doing it to ourselves. Don't need the Klan no more. It's more of us killing us than Klans now.
Yes.
See?
And why is that? Why is that? Where are we going as the elders, as the parents, grandparents, great grandparents, where our children are going nuts now? They're doing so much stuff, and people are making so many excuses for these children going out and doing all this craziness where it's, oh, you got to realize what they, how they grew up and everything else. Well, that's no excuse.
No, it's not an excuse, but that's it. Accountability is the key. And when we don't hold ourselves accountable, you can't hold the children accountable if the parents aren't accountable. We see why the children are the way they are. So when we look at what's wrong with the children, start at the beginning with the parents, the grandparents. How were they raised and how are they still using those old values to raise their children? It's not many of us out here today that do that. We got grown children they crazy as hell. They out the box. And then we want to talk and try to implement to somebody else's child, and we ain't did it with our own. Now, understandably so, that as a parent, once you did your parenting and your child has grown up and left the nest, as it says, then hopefully the things that you've instilled in your child starts to spill over. But the same thing, most parents don't have a standing relationship with their own children. See?
Yes.
Like we can...
We're having disrespectful children and no one is coming together. So how are we supposed to stand against what we consider to be our enemy if we can't even get along within the household?
Well, that's the first thing. I concur, but as I said, the first thing is before you get along with everybody in the household, most people don't get along with themselves. Most people can't stand themselves. They can't stand to be by themselves. That was the test for me during the corona when they had everybody shelter in place. You had more people doing domestic violence, killing, opioid addiction. You had more things happening because people weren't used to being by themselves or being in the house with their loved ones. They weren't used to that 24/7. So people snapped, people went off. But that lets you know then that it was a lot of work that needed to be done, starting with the individual before we went to any family member. See, we try to get along with people and we don't get along with ourselves first. We don't check ourselves. And we try to check others. We check others by checking yourself, because by checking yourself, you become the leader that leads by the example you're setting. And we're setting poor examples for our children. When the child is looking at a drug out mama and a gang banging daddy, or a daddy that ain't in the house and a mama that ain't in the house either, because a mother that's still trying to be a mother is out there working to make ends meet. So she doesn't have the time to really be home. But again, that extended family that was called the village has basically been eliminated. Because we don't have that anymore. And reason being that the majority of the other adults who aren't working, who could keep an eye on your child, not saying babysitting, but making sure that everything's all right, going in here and then checking on them at a time, is too busy getting high, too busy hoeing, too busy at the nail shop, too busy at the barber shops, too busy every place else slinging drugs instead of being that surrogate parent. This is why things aren't working today. This is why we are where we are, because we've let others talk us out of that village concept that we started, that we had, that we command. Why ain't we going back to that? Why are we looking at all this other garbage and The blueprint that worked was the village. We know now, today, we have to be selective that we include in our village, but we still don't do that. It's people within on your block, within your neighborhood, that we don't even know that has everything that a person is looking for, and because we haven't introduced ourselves to our neighbor, we don't even know that the person next door was the teacher that I've been looking for my child.
Yes.
Was the person I've been looking for to help me with my child. But because I don't want my neighbor to know my business, like I'm doing something illegal or I'm doing something that's basically I'm ashamed of, because this is why I don't want people to know. Tell my child, whatever goes on in this house stays in this house. We understand those things, but it's other things that we need to do to open up. And because most people are doing something wrong, they never want to reveal their whole card. They never want to open up. They don't want to seem vulnerable. But that's crazy as hell, because the majority of the people are vulnerable when you putting all your shit online. Facebook and everywhere, Twitter and everywhere, letting people know where you are, where you're going, what vacation you doing, pictures of your babies, everything else. This is why a lot of these children come up missing, because you putting your baby's picture online. You putting their name online. You putting what school they go to, what they do when they get out of school, their activities. People study this now and come after your children. Are we, how silly, how dumb, how stupid can we be?
Yes, we
made it easy for
children to be trapped.
What's that?
I said we made it easy for the children to be tracked.
Yes. Yes, see, all of this nonsense dealing with technology, using it the wrong way, because a lot of people, again, don't want to be by themselves. They're scared to be by themselves. So the social media is a facade now to perpetrate some shit that they don't even have. They can't even do. They can't even afford to go on these vacations. They putting screenshots in the background and taking pictures like they here in Hawaii, and they're in their living room with a drop cloth of the islands behind them. Some crazy shit. Because, again, they won't. What's that?
People go through all of that. It's terrible.
Oh, come on. This is old. This ain't new. This is old. They even did sitcoms about people doing silly stuff like this on the internet. Yes, because people don't have a life. So their life now becomes technology. It becomes social media. This is what social media has set itself up for our children, that you can use this as a means to make money. Yes, you can, but people don't study these things to make money. They come up with gimmicks, jackass, and things of this sort to do things so that they can get repeated hits, because after so many hits, you will start to get paid. See, so people come up with ridiculous-ass stuff to post, to put online, to even create controversy, because controversy gets hits. See? But again, like I said, once you hear it, once you read it, once you see it, you can't undo none of this. So that's a lot of garbage that we've soaking up like a sponge. This is why people don't remember their dreams, and we dream every night. Dreams are part of your incantations, family. It's your matrix. But we can tell each other about the movie Matrix better than you can about your own matrix within your dreams. That's crazy. We detail when we give the synopsis of the movie The Matrix. And we can't be detailed about our own damn life, because we got too much garbage that the mind, the brain, the thought is sifting through, deciphering. and we can't even tell a dream from reality anymore. This is why they gave us 10, 15 years ago reality TV, which right away ain't reality because everybody on the program know that they're being filmed, know that this is a show, but they call it reality television. And we watch it like they said, the idiot box, like idiots. We watch it and we're being programmed. Today's programming is over. Everything on the television is to program you, your thought, to put something in your head that was not there, to put something in your head that echoes because you've heard it or you've seen it someplace else. Now we put it in a sitcom to magnify it so that it becomes repetitive. Same thing with records. When they come out and they replay a record till you get tired of it, the same thing with a commercial. You'll see one commercial 15 times in an hour. You turn to another station and the same commercial is being played because it's a program being pushed. Spells, okay. Baby.
Brother Eddie,
go ahead.
Do you,
yes.
This is, well, I don't know what it would be, but with the passing of Rockefeller a couple of days ago, that all of this stuff is really being shown and magnified. I mean, I know that it was shown and magnified before, but how all of this is increasing now.
Yes, 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 yes. It's as above, so below. Again, that's another cast spells and incantations with as above, so below. But again, all this stuff that's happening, increasing, speeding up, that's no more than the universe. And the universe within each one of us is called our mind. Our mind represents the universe, microcosm and macrocosm. What's above is below. So we're speeding, everything is speeding up. And again, we look at the passing of Rockefeller in different methods. We also look at the passing of, well, when you said it to me, my first thought with the passing of Rockefeller is that this old ways, this old tradition is passing out. They're dying out, that dying breed. As you said, people are living longer, but it's after this generation who's still around, those right before us, our parents. We the last generation called the baby boomers. We supposed to make that big sonic boom with what we have from the past here in the present and what we're giving to our future. We have to pass this baton properly because all of the things that from the past we know, our children don't know. They only know what we told them. We the last line of defense with the information that we have because society, the critical race theory, none of this is going to tell the truth. We are. So as our parents, grandparents make that transition, we have to take what they've given to us and pass it on. That's the biggest problem we're not doing now. We're not passing the information of old that now we can transcend into the new with our children, showing them then, now, and where we're going because they are the future, but we are not instilling anything in our future. We letting every daggone body else, the public school systems, the colleges and the universities, the schools in and of itself are meant to push and guide our children as far away from who they are as possible.
Yes,
they're not
the
teaching.
Clothing designers as well. Look
What's
at the
that?
Clothing. The clothing designers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, see, all that, when we're not making and designing our own clothes, when we talk about designers, you can't even think of a black person to come to mind that you can say it, that designed anything. We wearing everybody else's stuff, Nike, Adidas, John Paul, Levi, Jordache. You know, I can't think of the name because I'm not into all that, but that's everybody else's stuff. You might have a rapper or two now that are making their clothes, shoes, or designs, but again, astronomical prices on their stuff because of their name brands and who are behind them. Again, just like Nike, a 10 pair of shoes to be made overseas is $200+ here. You know, so again, just like I hate to see all these, they're bringing up all these tear-jerking commercials again about people in need and people starving and people. No, when we or they have the capacity to stop all this shit, we know that we, by their calculations, at least 3 billion out of the 8 million, 3 billion people live in poverty around the world. When we know now that with all of the technology we have, they have, nobody needs to be starving. Nobody needs to be in famine. Nobody needs to be in a third world country living the way they're living. When all of this reverse technology from alien technology that they've been doing since 1947 at Roswell and beyond, these are just things that we know, but all this reverse engineering with all of the power that they could be using that's not dealing with the natural resources that we use. Had a brother on Dry Bones this weekend that has developed energy that we can use, free energy. The brother that made the invention on cars and vehicles running off of water. After they took him out, nothing again comes of it. Why? Because they don't want free energy, which means peace. We ain't talking about taking oil from other countries. We talking about peace now, and there's no money in peace. Money is in the war. This is why these warmongers are pushing this nonsense right now. With these two wars that's going on, and we don't even hear about Russia and Ukraine anymore. Like, that just not vanished. Because now in the eyes of the people is Israel and Palestine. Why? Again, all of it is diversions to keep us thinking about something other than your own magic that we can create. This is why it's up to us to fix. Fix is no more than cast spells. Well, when we learn to cast spells, we can fix ourselves by stop talking about certain things. And when we stop talking about them, they die.
In Ukraine, Russia, a part of Russia,
No, I don't think that region is a part of Russia. It's there. It's close proximity, but and let me slow down because I'm not sure because I haven't studied the.
I thought that they separated.
It might be, and again, I'm not abreast in that part of the region because I'm too busy thinking about the things that are here, because that's another thing too. You just said something I heard that I can't unhear. So I'm eventually, when we get off the phone, I'm going to go find that out because it's something that I should know since I talk about these things. Just like I can talk about Israel and Palestine, and right away I know both of them, that's Africa. You know, that's Africa right there. Just like I said, Middle East. A lot of people don't know that Middle East is not Asia somewhere in the middle. It's Africa again,
it's
but they've
Africa.
Dubbed it
yeah.
as the Middle East. Huh?
Yes, but if memory serves me correctly, I mean, if anybody knows, but Ukraine was a part of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody, if you could put your hand up so that you can come in and tell us, I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, like I said, that's, for me, that's how, what I use technology for. When we, like I said, after class, I'll get on line and find these things out. And next time I know for sure. And again, you won't forget after that. You know, for me, I won't, because again, everything that I do, I associate with the number, and that helps me remember, helps me to remember. Mm-hmm. And that's what these numbers do. That's why, again, we don't even remember phone numbers anymore. It's all in your mind. Call a cell phone.
Yeah.
You remember from your cell phone.
Yes.
Had a person.
I mean, go ahead.
Hmm? No, I was just saying, had a person forget their phone and couldn't call me because they don't know my number by heart. You know, and again, like I said, I don't expect everybody to, but take the time out. People in your life that are close to you, write their number down, put them in your wallet, put them in your purse, so that if anything came about that, you lost your phone, your phone broke, it went out, lost power, whatever. If you needed to use somebody's phone, you can pull that paper out. If not your own mind process, pull that paper out, look at that number, and call the people you need to call. Most of us don't do that because we become lazy and complacent. It's in my phone. So,
yeah,
so what? What if you lost your phone? What if,
one brother and one son's number.
Mm-hmm.
My other two children, I do not know their numbers.
See, that's bad. When we don't know. Right. Anybody in your circle. Your circle, your immediate circle, you should know those numbers. I've said that before.
All the time.
Huh?
They get them changed every time I turn around. They're changing their numbers.
That's okay. That's so that gives you an opportunity to shop in your brain every time they change that number. You forget one, and you put the other one in. That does nothing but lubricates your mind. It keeps our minds fresh, keeping it away from what they call Alzheimer's, what they call memory loss. See, the numbers, again, is like motor oil to an engine. The numbers lubricate our brain. They keep it lubricated. And we won't even do it. We, just like you said earlier, everybody make excuses for the children. Well, we make excuses for ourselves with small things like this. That's no more than excuse. They change their number. Well, like I said, write it down. If you can't remember it, write it down. Every time they change it, it's on that piece of paper. You know, wrote it down. We won't even do that. We keep using excuses. That's why, again, when we keep asking about why the children, look at the condition that we're in personally and things that we don't do. This is why we're in that condition. Huh?
I do have their numbers written down.
Yeah, that's great. Everybody should do that if they can't remember numbers now. And again, just like you did in school, once a day, go over those numbers till you commit them to memory. That, again, is a brain exercise. That used to be a common thing for us as children. When we were coming up, we knew 5, 10, 15, 20 numbers. We remembered them as a child. Now we can't remember two or three numbers. A lot of people don't even know their own phone number. You ask them their number, they say, wait a minute, let me look it up. You don't know your number. I don't call myself. That's just an excuse. You don't call yourself. Stop the madness. When you give your number out to somebody, you should know your number off heart. But people don't. People don't. See, that's sad. These are small things. Like I said, start with the simple things to break those spells that we are getting complacent when it's been said for decades now, dumbing down America. This is part of dumbing us down. And we won't face up to it. And then we always ask, him, what can we do? Is the small things right in front of us we can do, and we don't examine ourselves with a critical eye, critical thinking. And then when we hear small things that we can do, we disregard them, put them off. Yeah, okay, I hear that, but I ain't going to remember them numbers. I got my phone. How many people listening to us right now that still won't do that when this show is over, or why the show is on, go through their phone and write numbers down now to those that are in their personal circle. They hear these things, and what do we always say? We give the information. What happens? People don't apply what's being said. That's the problem with all of this. We hearing it as a sound good moment, a feel good moment, and nobody applies it. So what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War. What is it good for? We giving the people what they could use. Ain't nothing that we ever said that's going to hurt anybody. It's not going to take anything away from their life. It enhances. But we still won't do it. We still refuse. Don't think that I'm saying these things like I ain't got a lot of stuff on my table, because I do, but I'm sifting through it every day. Or better yet, I got all of this marble, and I got my hammer and chisel, and I'm chiseling away all of the unessential garbage so you can see real art behind what I'm creating. See, it's just like talking about the magic word and the incantations. We must practice 32, your craft, 22. Practicing your art or your craft is your incantations that you are practicing. Your art. You practice casting your spell. Your craft is the incantations. See, we're not practicing. We doing a lot of talking. And we ain't walking that line that we talk. And we're not practicing every day. We have practiced. We practice going to work more than anything else. And the work that we're doing ain't for us. It's for somebody else. That's why we can't teach what we've learned. Because what you learned is the work for someone else. When we learn ourselves, this is what we teach. This is part of your magic, family. And this is why we can't command our magic word, because of the lack of the incantations, and it comes along with being a writer. Writer is 31-4. Incantations is 40. This is why people write down their incantations. A lot of people burn the incantations once they wrote down, once they go through their rituals, to put it up in the ether, the air, the smoke signals. We only hear the word and we think about Indians, and we don't think about the number, what smoke signals mean, baby. SOS, family, SOS. Mayday, mayday, mayday. We miss out because we continuously repeat. And it's not yours that you're repeating because, again, First Amendment, freedom of speech, why you think you ain't speaking your own language? Melanated people. See? Now strip you from your language and gave you this and told you you got freedom to speak it. But you don't speak your language. You don't even know your language. So you speak English. And we don't think about these things. You didn't give me no freedom of speech. You gave me your words to speak with your definition, the description and the direction in which you want me to go. And I go there. You don't have to take me there. I go there by your word and its meaning. That's the spell in and of itself, family.
Yeah. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. If you have yourself on mute, you can take yourself off. Maybe she's not. She's
okay.
Here. Maybe she's away for a moment. Oh,
yeah,
she said that her son was here. Her son was here, and he had something that he wanted to talk about. I was trying to give her that opportunity. Folks,
okay.
We have 19 minutes left in this live program. Brother Eddie, you want to give your information?
Yes, I'm going to give my information calls at 10. If ain't nobody really questioning or have concerns or comments, statements or anything. We got a lot of people.
Yeah, we have a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, that's great, you know. Hopefully they're taking notes, which I'm quite sure they are, and they can go back to the archives and listen. But, yes, family, we got all this magic, and like I said, we are casting spells ourselves and the others we talk to without us knowing what we're actually saying by the words of English anyway. My contact information is eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, and mine is Antoinette130@comcast.net. Again, that's Antoinette130@comcast.net. And don't forget, Dry Bones comes on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. for the Helios Villios. And Brother Ray is at 3 p.m., and he does a drum call. And it's to Miss Kim Weston's Every Voice and Sing.
Sister Antoinette?
Yes, there you are. Does your son want to talk a little bit about what he has experienced?
Oh, okay, Assistant Antoinette, I'm not clear as to what you're referring to. And I apologize.
What you told me earlier.
Oh, about the Buffalo Soldier sister in Texas and what happened to her son.
Yes.
That's interesting. I sent it to you. I sent it to you too, Brother Eddie. I've been feeling there has been a few people in my immediate area who have transitioned, who have transferred, and I'm feeling them. I felt them. And then the next thing I know, I heard the rescue. I heard the rescue coming. And when I found out, you know, they had made their transition, and about this time that Brother Kwame, just before he came on, about an hour, I think, my sister was bugging me, and I called, and she answered, and she says, "Robbie, I can't talk. I'm on my way to the hospital, and I've been having dreams." And anyway, the Buffalo Soldier sister out of Texas, she had been in a dream and bugging me too. When I say bugging me, family, it means that you're really on my mind and I can't shake it. And it's bugging me, and I have to see what's up. So I call the sister. She's the actress of Williams Kathy. That's the Buffalo Soldier woman. And the woman is no joke. So I called her last night. Her son is 52, and he's a trucker. And the lumper, for those who do not know what a lumper is, it's a person that, you know, may not be with the company, may or may not, and they load the trucks, the semis. And the lumper loaded the truck, and it was not good. And so when the brother, who's 52, and I sent it to Sister Antoinette, He got to his destination, family, and some of this came to me in a dream, and it kind of bothers me. His load, when he opened the door, it fell all on him, and he's paralyzed now. And my phone is not acting right, but I sent it to you, Brother Harris. It's a reason that this happened. And him being 52, which is a 7, and I'm just wondering why he's paralyzed. He had such severe injuries. And he's in the hospital. I don't know what hospital yet. I left her a message. I had talked to her about being on the show a while back. And it's just tripping me out. And I was feeling Brother Kwame's mom, family, and I'm feeling my sister. I'm feeling me. So I don't know what that's all about right now, but anyway, if anybody can shed some light, especially you, Brother Harris, because you're the guru of the numbers, maybe I'll get some clarification. And I'm asking, I've been sending the notification out for prayers, and, you know, for everybody, including my sister Maddie, Sister Antoinette, me, everybody. It's just a lot going on, and I'm just reflecting on how grateful I am to have one more day on this planet. And 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks, I went to the stronghold And it was awesome. And I was shown a lot of things. And then I went to Miracle Valley and had a revival. And that same day, I reached out to the sister to return my drum. And she refused. She actually stole it. And it's bothering me. It's always bothered me. And that same day, Pearson made his transition on the 19th from Oklahoma, Carlton Pearson. And I uprooted the fence at Miracle Valley. And the deputy sheriff came, but he decided not to take me to jail. I don't have $3,000, but I've been hearing communications from the other side. And I really don't know clarity, family, what that's all about. I just want to finish what I came to the planet to do. You know, and I'm just thinking. Just thinking, family. I apologize.
Okay, well, the message that Sister Paris is giving earlier was how the load had hit him in his face and in his cheek, his broken bones, and his body, it's left him paralyzed. So, okay, just a moment. Miss Kim. Miss Kim. 313. Miss Kim, if you have yourself on mute.
I'm just talking and I'm on mute. God bless. I said, oh, give thanks to the Lord for his good and his mercy and good favor. You know.
Yes. Hey, Miss Kim, thank you for being.
Praise him, Mother. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. And one thing you got to remember, to him that much is given, much is required. That's why you're always attacked. And because you're always attacked, that means you're doing something. You're going in the right direction, Mother. Hold on. Hold on. Please hold on. I'm trying to see how I can get to you, too. You know, God is doing something, and that's where the answer is. All the rest of that, good, but God is the answer. And we have to, with a sincere heart, give it to him. He will protect us. I'm trying to tell you. We're trying to fight our own battle. We can't fight it because it's a supernatural battle. We've got to take it to a supernatural place, and the only place is with God. And I say that because he's brought me out. He's brought me out many times. And I know what I'm going through. I'm going through that for a purpose. I'm sitting here right now. I call my bank. They say I'm $7 overdrawn. My birthday's on the 20th. And I ain't got nothing about no tree, no nothing. But you know what? I'm not even worried about it. And that's growth in me because normally I would be so depressed I'd be crying. I wouldn't want to talk to anybody. But God is good. And that's what we got to do. We got to give it to him and watch him work.
Thank us, Miss Kim. Thank us, Elton. Thank us. Thank us. Brother Eddie came when I had the surgery, and so much has happened, and I don't know. I talk to the Creator every day, family. When I rise, I open my eyes, and I'm still here, even through the court battles of eviction. I'm still here, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm kind of scared because this hip replacement, it buzzes. It vibrates. It buzzes inside me, and I feel it. It's the strangest thing. It's so annoying, and I'm wondering why does it vibrate at certain times? It's like it's a tracking system or something. I am not kidding you, family. And my gut does not tell me to go back to the surgeon. I haven't shared this with a lot of people. They asked me yesterday, and they looked at my leg, and it's growing crooked. And I'm like, well, Parrish, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm in prayer. That's why I went to Miracle Valley, because the energy for me is phenomenal, and it takes my pain away when I'm there at the stronghold and I'm there on those grounds at that resting spot, which is a cemetery, at Miracle Valley. I'm not kidding you. But
Mother,
this thing buzzes. It vibrates. Ma'am.
I want one of the first things I wanted to say when I was saying that much is given, much is required.
Yes,
you
yes.
spoke of revival. You spoke of several places that you've gone where you were rejuvenated spiritually, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's why you're on the tech. But you got to give it to him because you can't fight the battle.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being there. Thank God.
It also says, fear not, Mother.
Okay.
Fear not. He said, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if you believe that, we got
yes,
to learn. I'm telling you that because I'm here in Detroit. I have no family. I've got cousins, I guess. I don't even know where they are. You know what I'm saying? And that's one of my greatest fears was being alone and not having any money. I'm alone. I don't have any money right now. And guess what? To God be the glory.
Thank us, Miss Kim. Thank us. Thank us. We're going to find a way to connect because it is very powerful that we're all on this line together. And the dear ones that have been back and forth on the line of Dry Bones on this platform, I don't take that lightly. It helps to keep me grounded. You know, Brother Kwame has been my grounding force for many lifetimes. But, you know, Brother Kwame can't supply all the time because, you know, he has his own issues. And I didn't know you were by yourself, Ms. Kim, over there, and not without any family, because that's what I don't have any family either over here, and I'm like, hey, but I managed to almost 72, and the things that I have done in my lifetime, the travels, when I look at some of that footage, the film, and things that I have done, it scares me. You know, I'm like, is that really me on a walker doing that? But I see it on film, and I can't deny that person that's in that film is me or in that body.
I understand because when I think about my life and the people that I've been around, the people that I've worked with, when I think about me being able to sing with Marvin Gaye and Billy Eckstein,
oh,
and Flip Wilson, when I think about all that, and I look at myself, like, boy, God is really blessed.
Well,
I have nothing. I have nothing to complain about anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
I'm
you, Miss Kim.
I'm
grateful. Thank us. And I love you, Sister Antoinette. So I'm going to mute, and I have to excuse myself for a moment, but I'm going to mute the family. I'll be here. I just got to take care of myself.
Bless you, darling. Bless you. And God to bless you right now. Come on,
and I'd like to add real quick, Mother AZ, while you go on mute, is yes, I've been saying incantations, but again, because we don't see God behind these words, we don't see that four incantations is God. That's you giving it to God for your feelings. Mother AZ, feeling is 31. God is 13. You're feeling God. It's the something. Something is 40. It's the four. The God that you're feeling, that's you're coming to your understanding, overstanding of these things that are coming from within you. See, that you have the power to transition, and it's not in the death. Transition is 40. It's all part of God. This is why it's the spiritual realm that you're feeling. This is why the transition 40 is spiritual 40. It's all part of the incantations of God at the end of the day. That's why I said go back and listen to the last class, and you will hear some of the words that come from God's number, protection. God is your protection. Protection and God is the same number. That's why God is your protection. That's why you're in the spirit of God. Spirit and God are the same number. We just don't see what we're saying by the number to see who God is, other than the word God, because God is somebody else's meaning. But when we understand his number, how it reflects to us, you, and the words of God that we're talking about, truth is God by number. Trust is God by number. Absolute, who's absolute? God. Absolute is God by number. Better is God by number. I can go on and on with all of these words that come to the number of God that we all embrace. Embrace is 22. It's God. Who are you embracing? That number of God that shows God in every word we talking about, and we ain't trying to find them. We speaking English words, again, not knowing their origin and what they actually mean and the occult spells we put on ourselves. So you're feeling something for a reason, because it's the spiritual realm that is giving you truth. It's revealing truth. But if we can't see it by the words that come out of our mouth, we'll never find God. We'll find him the way they're telling us by the word and what we're saying by the English word, but that personal relationship, to find that power, that unconditional love of God, woo, it's right there behind the numbers of the word, right in front of us. But it's a reason for this season that you're feeling what you're feeling, because what you feel is real. So you keep feeling, but again, open up so you can get that lesson, because as Ms. Kim said, God is the answer. Where God is for, an answer is for. Our solution is for. It's behind the words and the number that's being revealed once we start to see it and see the real answer behind all these words that we're looking for. It's right there in the incantations that God has laid out for us to use at our own discretion and to command at will. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't want to forget, but when you're speaking about the incantations, one that I use is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yes.
And any tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned.
There you go. Yes, indeed.
Chant that, mother.
Yes, indeed.
No weapon.
And we did a class on that last year. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Yes.
But you got to share.
So, you got to what?
You got to share it.
Share it?
Say it.
Yes.
You get what you
okay.
say.
Okay. Yes. Yes, indeed. So, again, we are coming out of the mess that we keep regurgitating that keeps us in sludge of nastiness, you know, because, again, it's up to us. We got everything we need that comes from within that's already innately put in us to use what we got to get what we want. But do we want it enough that we will apply it to a degree where we can use it? Because if you don't use it, you will lose it. And this is why a lot of people are losing their doggone mind right now. Because we're not using it for critical thinking. We're using it for other nonsense. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, with that, family, it's been great. If anybody else, Ms. Kim, you got something you wanted to add before we close? Because I want Sister Antoinette to rest her voice so we'll be good for next class and she can give us some good current events. And even with the negative, we're going to find something positive in it. Mother AZ.
Yeah, ask someone. If they
can
just a moment.
Thank
please.
You, family. Thank us. I'm back. But thank us. And then I'm going to mute again. I really appreciate you, Ms. Kim, and your wisdom. Thank us. Thank us. Thank us.
Thank you. 740, I'll be right with you. I'm trying to get something.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. I got it.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work.
Say no weapon.
just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Although they've said a net, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
And it won't.
There just ain't one.
Bless you, perfect, Don.
Yes, I thought that was appropriate.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yes, now, Miss Kim, you're planning on being with me a day, right? There was something
that again,
you wanted. There was a show that you and I are supposed to be doing.
I'm not clear on what you're saying, but
then we have a show that we're supposed to be doing.
You've had several we're supposed to be doing. Which one are you talking about?
Yes. The last one that we talked about.
What was that?
I don't know. Was it with the Tuskegee Airmen? His funeral is supposed to be the one that they found after 80 years. His funeral is going to be the week of Christmas, I believe.
Who is that? I don't even know about that.
It's one that they found his body after 80 years.
I haven't heard that.
I forgot his name, but they found him a couple weeks ago, or about a month or so ago.
Where did they find
him? Over by Germany.
I hadn't heard of that, but I'd heard of some that they had been looking for. And they had
one that they were looking for, but
okay.
They did find him. And as I said, it's been 80 years that he's been missing.
This is the first time I've been hearing of that. But,
I think you may have wanted to talk about Mr. Billy.
I miss him so much. I don't know if I ever said this, but he was the perfect example of what I consider a gentleman. The perfect example. He was inspirational for his brother. He was with his wife, and he talked about his wife when he was with her name.
Yes.
But he just inspired me so. He inspired me so.
Yes, he was an exceptional man. You know, I mean, that's truly showing love beyond, you know, where he just never let her go.
And also, his love for the Tuskegee Airmen who gave him inspiration to be the kind of man that he was, as well as his family.
Yeah. And he stayed true to that, too.
Yeah. He talked about the people that inspired him, and that was one of the things that I loved most, you know, because he wasn't a Red Tail Angel, you know. He's the original Tuskegee Airman, but he wasn't a Red Tail Angel. But the Red Tail Angels inspired him. Where he talked about General Davis and, you know, the people like that. And let us know, and that's, as Valetta was saying earlier, we're not passing on. We're not passing. Listen, for us to be here, for us to be able to be talking to each other in all different places, why don't you tell somebody something? And they try to eliminate us totally, and we're still here? Who is that? How have we been able to survive?
And well, we're losing our history because we're not telling it. So we're making it hard for the younger ones to know it. But I say that there's a lot of the old history that's already been there that I didn't know, that I'm just learning from doing these shows. Because I didn't know about the Tuskegee Airmen. I didn't know about Black Wall Street until I was grown, but I went to white schools, so naturally they're not going to teach you that.
Well, they didn't teach it in the black schools either.
Oh, okay. So I guess that, you know, really we got to really make sure that we're part of these school boards and go to these meetings and stuff where we demand that our history be made known. And perhaps that's the reason why they want to do this critical race theory, because they don't want these things in the school, not just slavery. They don't want anything that's going to be uplifting to us or for us.
I told you, when the man told me that they wouldn't get no money if they made happy music.
If
they made that thing, the producers of music of this time, there's something said by the people that have the money. There's a sound and a vibration that's set by them.
Yeah.
For those that have all the money, you check their music out. It doesn't go fast. They don't have any fast. Okay. And
true.
It's all repeating itself. It ain't really saying it. That's another problem we got.
It's derogatory.
Because the music uplifted us. I mean, it don't uplift us now.
You know, the music today is very derogatory.
And the kids know every word.
Yeah, even the babies. And then they get to a certain age, and you know, Miss Kim, my children, when they were younger, teenagers, they appreciated your music. You know, they go back to Motown, and they appreciate the Motown sound. You know, I mean, you can ask them about Motown and, you know, Marvin Gaye and, you know, all of y'all, they know y'all. I haven't heard of a young person yet that does not know who y'all are.
I have. I talked to some people sitting right here in my house. They didn't know. There was three or four of them, and nobody knew who Brenda Holloway was.
Oh, well, they knew who you were.
They didn't know me. No, they didn't know me.
And you were a major part of Motown.
To God be the glory. Because Motown did not push me. They didn't promote me. So that's all God.
I should have put your music. I mean, you did Lift Every Voice. You did that one with Marvin Gaye that everybody knows, It Takes Two, Baby.
Lift Every
everybody
Voice was
knows
with Motown.
Motown. Pardon me?
Lift Every Voice was not with Motown. Lift Every Voice was with MGM.
Oh, okay. I thought that was with Motown. The one that you did with Marvin Gaye, that one wasn't with Motown?
No, that was Motown.
Oh, okay. Well, we still know that you did.
Listen, I heard people that didn't know Lift Every Voice. I met people, young people that didn't know nothing about Lift Every Voice. And that's our fault. And when you're talking about the school board, the parents of the children that are in school, I doubt if you can get them to go. That's why the kids are like there, because of them. And they like there because we won before them. On up to mine and before.
Well, Ms. Kim, what do you think that we should do when it comes to these children and the parents? What suggestions would you make?
You know what I'm going to say.
Well, go ahead.
Can these dry bones live again?
Yes, ma'am.
They can't?
Pardon me?
I'm saying they can. I can tell these dry bones live again. Is this where we are?
Yes. Yes.
That's it in a nutshell, is that that's what we do. As you're saying, Ms. Kim, they didn't know, lift every voice, they didn't know this, that, and the other, but that's why we pass it on. You, we lift the voice to teach them. Stop waiting on the schools.
That's right.
Yeah, we can get with the schools, but we are the schools. So it's the home school that we should be teaching our children in the first place. They should leave home with the knowledge that when they hear something in school, they can now address it that, well, that's not what I was taught. That's not what I got from my parents, my grandparents. See, we keep leaving it in the hands of critical race theory, dumbing down America, the public school system. And as far as the PTA, when I was there back in 2007, '08, '09, and '10, before they stopped me, that's another reason. They don't want parents to get involved. They don't want. Now you have to make appointments to go up to the schools before you can go in and drop in on your child or drop in on the school at any time of the day.
At any time, and that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the
right
way it's
now,
to be.
You
we
can't
have allowed
do that.
That to happen, because we're not together.
Right. See, so all the things that we used to be able to do, just like the classes they used to have, civics class, art class, music class, wood shop, metal shop, all these things are taken out like they're taking out everything else. See? So
and what
again,
happened? And ain't nobody did nothing about it.
Nothing. Talking loud and saying nothing. See? And remember, pay for every head count of every child that's in school. This is how
they
get their funding.
Within the first 2 weeks.
So again, if you took your child out of school and homeschooled your child, the public schools would have to close, shut down.
Yes.
They're not doing our children any.
A lot of people don't know. A lot of parents don't know that. They do a head count, and that's their funding that comes in.
What are we saying anyway? People don't take the time out to research, investigate, questioning everything. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, unfortunately, they don't care.
No,
that's
they
unfortunate.
Don't care.
Yes, that is unfortunate. But
the one thing that I do know, is that we've got to find a way to communicate. We've got to find a way. I look at some of these young people and I say, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. So the word says I can get 120 if I'm blessed. I don't think I want to be here that long. Because I can't imagine what it would be when I'm 120, the way it is now, the way it's going. What do they say about if the people don't stand up, what happens?
They fall. The body, we fall.
No. There's a saying about if good people don't stand up, the wicked just gonna go crazy.
Yes.
I'm not saying it right, but
no, but I got the gist of it.
And it also says that when negativity isn't checked, it grows. That's not verbatim. Those are my words. Negativity comes around and it's not checked, it grows and it gets people to come with it.
Yes.
So that's why everything is pushed in the media. Basically, 90% is negative because people gravitate towards negative things. That's the nature of most men. Not all, most.
Oh, well, that's the nature of the beast. And that's
what
the structure of the beast is, everything negative. So that they're trying to make everybody negative, especially our men. Because if the man is negative and he's the one who's supposed to be holding the family down because he's supposed to be the head, and when he walks in the door and he walks in the door with all this negativity, it goes through the whole house. Not that he means to bring it in with him, but the pressures of the day and what he goes through, that spirit comes along in the door with him.
Yes, indeed. And that's we have to update it today, because today we know that most men, fathers, aren't in the home. So the children aren't going to get that anymore. Now it's moms coming in and bringing all of the trash from outside in because she's trying to depress from the stress of a day of working two and even three jobs just to make ends meet. See, that's not living, as we say. What's that?
I said, and doing it without the man being in the home. You know, even though it could be by both choices, I'm not going to put it all on the man, because it could be the woman, too, that, you know, just doesn't want the man in there.
So,
you know,
yeah, like I said.
You know, fall under the leadership that she's supposed to be under, which is wife is under the husband. And she wants to try to take it all on.
Well, as we know, at times it ain't. She's trying to take it. She has to, because if the man ain't in the life, in their life, in the situation at hand, in the household, then mom's has got to do whatever she's got to do to keep everything going. So, you know, the circumstances, but again, We all know the hard lives that a lot of us, most of us had, but we didn't let that hard life destroy us. We learned like we supposed to do. You learn from all situations, good and bad, positive and negative. And you see the negative, how not to go down that road, what not to do. Just as well as with the positive, you know what to do. So lessons are being learned on both sides. How are we accepting those lessons? For me, the first thing is, am I accepting it by God, by saying I accept it? I'm accepting the spiritual truth of the lesson by the experience.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
We've also got a problem of good being called bad and bad being called good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've changed up word meanings. Like I said, the same thing that we could do with these words. Make bad good and good bad. See, they're showing us what our capabilities of doing it with the power of the Creator. If we are all in the image of the Creator, what are we doing with that image to create? We regurgitate. We don't create. And that's what we got to stop, regurgitating. So, yes, I concur. I agree 100%. And like I said, we can do it. We talk about it. But nobody, again, applies the different aspects that others bring to them that is useful, that we can all use. Start studying again, because, again, the study that we've been given, we're talking about the wrongs that still has not been corrected. And we won't correct it because we continue to regurgitate instead of recreate. See, recreate, instead of recreating, we call it recreation. That's what everybody want to do. It's a recreation. We having a party instead of a recreation. Again, word usage for me by the number is a key factor. Not the, but a way out of many ways, a key factor.
Brother Evan?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still working on my veterans and community coalition. I just had to step back for a minute. But
okay.
For what was put in my heart is the veterans and the community get together. We are the people.
Mm-hmm.
We are the people, and if enough of us come together on one thing, that has to be taken care of. We have to get
mm-hmm.
those things. We must get them. That'll be an offer they can't refuse.
Again, it's just, as you said, us coming together on one accord, and by being together on one accord, we command these things and stop demanding from those who ain't going to do what they should do in the first place. But we command
it. But they'll have to do it if it's enough of us to get buddy.
Oh, yeah.
They'll
yes.
have to do it, because if we come together and say, the politicians that ain't doing what they're supposed to do, wherever you are, you talk to the people and tell them they don't need to get back in.
See, if we rearrange the mind, the people, again, if the people stop going to the poll and voting, who's going to say they president? Who's going to say they did? The people did not choose you. The people didn't vote. We don't want your ass in. We got to, again, stop playing their game. It's the same game with
There's
different
no
names. They keep playing the same old game, baby. It's the same game. But we're picking up on the games that they constantly change every time, just like a law. Once we learn the law, they change the law. It's a game. It's a game. And we got to learn game, recognize game. We got to start truly recognizing the game that's been played on us for centuries, the same game. If we go back in history and read everything in history that they gave us, it's the same number, different words.
I've been dealing with some things that are talking about outside forces that are in here that are
mm-hmm.
directing stuff. And it seems like that's why schools and things have changed, really.
Oh, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. And those voices, we have to be sure if those are voices that we're hearing that are internal, or is it external? Today, with the technology, instead of the internal being with the frequency, the awakening that's happening. So, and this is what's, as the word scary is being thrown around tonight, for me, that's what's scary. Knowing that a lot of people can't discern, they can't differentiate the voices that they hear. A lot of people don't even relate to themselves that they hear voices, they hear ringing, they hear humming, they hear some type of frequency in their head.
I'm getting in my head right now.
Yes, and they will go to the doctor and tell the doctor, I got tinnitus, a ringing in the ear, a humming in the ear, a sound in the ear. And what do they do? Give you some type of medication to dull that sound, because we were not told that that ringing, that horn, that buzzing is a sign from the Creator for us to figure things out. When we hear it get louder or softer, it's always there. But we've pushed it out, or we've basically medicated it from some type of drug that's been prescribed to take you off of your natural frequency that they've dubbed as tinnitus, a ringing in the ear. The ringing is spiritual, family.
Well, I've got it.
What's that, Miss Cam?
I've got it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm saying the ringing, I have it. And sometimes I'd be looking for to turn down everything, but ain't nothing on.
Yeah. All we do is go inward and meditate. The meditation, learning to control breathing and meditation and prayer, brings it down where you can understand what the ringing is trying to tell you or warn you about. That's all part of the incantation. It's all part of God. It's been put in us. And again, we've been taught the wrong thing and we ignore it. We don't even try to control what is there for us to control, to help us, guide us through this nonsense. It's an internal beacon, but we've never been told these things. This is why we got to talk to our children, because just like we hear ringing, buzzing, humming, whatever it is, they're hearing things too. And we don't even talk to them about these things because we're not even aware what it is. It's just ringing. It's too loud. It's a warning signal, family. It's signaling you one way or the other. And we ain't picked up on that. We ain't even got the ancestors or the elders who know these things to talk to us. This is why we can do it. We all know little bits and pieces that when we hear things from others, we can put the pieces that we got from other people together. But if we don't have our own process, that's a personal relationship to the Creator, we don't see none of it. So this is, again, this is part of our magic. This is part of what we can do and how they keep us so confused, discombobulated, distracted over everything on the outside, because they never and never will teach you about you. A real teacher is able to see what's in you and help you cultivate what's in you. Not to give you garbage. This is why I can find people older than myself still telling me they're trying to find themselves. Come on now. You on your way out and you still don't know who you are? That was the biggest scam that they pulled on us since the inception of America's teaching English. Just pour the wars over our eyes. And we still trying to come out. But the 400
it's
years,
to.
400 years is over. It's up. Game's over. It's time for us to party now. Like it's 1999, people. It's like a new millennium, a new age, the age of Aquarius. It's time to party. Because the revealing is on. The exposure is here. The disclosure. Everything is being disclosed. So the revealing, that time, revelations, is upon us. And it's the end of the book, not the end of time. See?
Listen, we can continue this, but let me do this real quick, because we just got 15 minutes left. Folks, we want to thank you for being with us that are on the line. You can stay on. And if you have a question, you have to put your hand up within the next, well, really now, so that if we do get cut off, you'll still be able to participate at any time. Folks, we'd like to thank you for being with us. We appreciate y'all. And don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Philios at 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning. And Brother Ray at 3 p.m. for the drum call, which will be to Miss Kim's Lift Every Voice. And Brother Eddie, you can give your contact.
It's Dennis E. Harris, 12764@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay. Now, y'all stay with me.
Mr. Kim Weston, the Black National Anthem.
The present has grown.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Kemp, for your rendition of Lift Every Voice.
You got me good.
Yeah. That was, what, about 60 years ago? 50, 60 years ago?
I'll give that lesson to you.
Pardon me?
72.
72 years?
72, in 1972, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they're planning to on Sunday. On Ms. Kim's Lift Every Voice. One to do it was Mahalia Jackson, right, Ms. Kim?
Well, she was the first one that I knew of.
Yeah.
But you had choirs and things that did it, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to close the show out properly. But we can continue on.
Well, I've forgotten what it was. I'm sorry,
y'all. It wanted to cut, and, you know, it wasn't finished. You know, we didn't have a proper ending.
Well, yes.
Thank you,
Ms. Kim, for joining us and giving your expertise and input on your experiences that shed some light on a lot of things, again, that, you know, we don't need to take anything for granted. And, again, understanding that any time we hear an elder of sound mind still express themselves with the stories that need to be shared, need to be taught, need to be spread, it's always appreciated. And again, I thank you for your contribution this evening, as always,
well,
Ms. Kim.
Thank you all for being there and sharing. But there are a lot of things that I haven't thought about that you all bring up. Bless you.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to provoke thought, you know, giving a different view, a different way of seeing it so that we'll stop seeing things the same way, because we keep seeing that same old game ain't working for us. See, so we can't keep doing the same thing. Playing somebody else's game. You never win playing somebody else's game until you learn your own game.
Listen, I'm sitting here saying, should I say this or not? But, for instance, the Black Lives Matter thing, I keep hearing things about the people that started them. Do y'all have any information on it? And what their agenda is compared to what appears to be?
Well, I missed that. Whose agenda?
Black Lives Matter.
Oh. Now, once I found out about Black Lives Matter being funded by George Soros, and I didn't have to read anything that they were saying. I knew who they were controlled by, who they paid by, where they're getting their bread buttered, you know. So I knew that that wasn't us. It was somebody paying other people to even perpetrate that saying, Black Lives Matter.
And who is that person you're talking about?
George Soros, one of these Jewish billionaires who back a lot of black people to put them in positions, especially in politics, so that they will keep control but give us a black face, making us think that, you know, oh, we got a black person in this office, in that office, but they're being controlled by who's putting money in their pockets. And George Soros has funded a lot of black politicians around the country in his pocket. So we thinking because, oh, you got a black mayor, a black governor, a black alderman, a black this or a black that, a black president, that they're going to work for us. No, that ain't happening. It's not happening. So you have people like him amongst others. One who, Sister Antoinette just said, passed, Rockefeller, who, when you find out a lot of things that we thought was ours, like, for instance, the HBCUs, historically
well,
black colleges, were all funded by Rockefeller, amongst others, Henry Ford, and so forth. All these people who didn't graduate and were dropouts. So how did you get your billions? You know, you didn't go to school. You dropped out because you saw something that school didn't teach you. That's telling us something right there in our face. When we look at the NAACP, funded and started by Jewish people, not us, and put black faces up there. This is why we hear nothing from the Black Caucus or the NAACP. All of these people have been put there to keep us docile, giving us the appearance of inclusion. And it's the farthest thing forward. That's why we still haven't gotten what we're trying to get, because once we find out that all these people, let's use the lettering of fraternities and sororities, are put there in place to keep funding and everything else. They come up with all these organizations led by these people who have letters under these Greek fraternities, who squash everything that anybody like you, Ms. Kim, myself, and others who are coming with the ideas that help the community. They're making sure that it doesn't get passed. After a while, you'll get tired of going like myself, using me as an example. After 10 years of going to organization after organization after organization here in Chicago, Black this, Black Star that, Ceasefire this, all of these black organizations, when you really get to the nitty-gritty and read their mission statement, you'll find out they're all the same, backed by the people that you're trying to fight against, finding out that you're fighting your own people that have been put in place to keep anything in our community from passing, making sure it fails. This is another reason why we can't get anything done, because we keep running to an organization who's funded by the same people like George Soros and others, who put people that look like us in positions to make sure that nothing gets off the ground. Been there, done that. That's another story, but this is one of the reasons, Sister Antoinette, as you was asking, why we ain't got nothing, why can't nothing happen? Because you have, like we mentioned, gatekeepers. People were put there, and we thinking they going to help us. And no, they was put here to keep us in a condition and to give us a face that has nothing to do with what we believe. Somebody that looks like us, that ain't our kind, because you are our color. ain't got nothing to do with our kind. So that's a big reason out of all these years that all these organizations that are funded by the government are there to ensure that we continue to talk and nothing happens. 50 years, 100 years of talking. We got more black people in office than we ever had. We got more millionaires dealing with and entertainment than we ever had. Why ain't we got anything of our own with all this money that's circulating? We constantly talk, but we don't stay on that. We don't hold these brothers and sisters accountable because at the end of the day, we know that they've sold their soul.
Yeah, and then some of them, they won't let them.
Like I said, they sold their soul. They said they won't let them. Once they sign that paper, they have in their contract stipulations of not helping their own black community. Know this for a fact. Why do you think none of these people that come from the hood don't come back and help the hood? Contract, baby. If you do it, you lose your money, your endorsements, all this. You've paid your soul for your signature on that contract, that piece of paper. All of these people, I can name two. Two individuals, one entertainer and one sports that came from Chicago and ain't did shit for the community. Oprah Winfrey, a billionaire. Michael Jordan, a billionaire. Two.
Yeah.
And ain't did a damn thing to ensure that the city that they came from, that they got all their money and fame from, help them out. And that's just two. We ain't talking about all the other millionaires that came from Chicago. And we talking about one area. So what's wrong with that picture, y'all? Why hasn't this happened? We talking about having our own movie studios. And why hasn't that happened? And when we get somebody like a Tyler Perry, what is he? He's still under that banner of Hollywood. See? You can't say that, oh, ain't none of, we got something that's got it, but they still ain't doing nothing for us. After they make sure that they shine mask the shoes. No, it's too many of us not to know and not to question those who are in positions to do the same thing because they were talking like we're talking now until they sign that paper. Which means you're consciously dead. You dead man walking. You can't say a thing. Unless we tell you to say something, don't say a word. Don't defend any of your brothers who are out there talking about helping your people. Any entertainer or sports figure who says something, you say something about them negative. They've paid to do these things or not to do them. We can't be that naive where we still trying to figure out why we ain't got. The whole system is rigged. The game has been rigged against us. And those that claim to be doing something is not. They ain't doing a thing. So,
well, Brother Eddie,
with that, yes, ma'am.
Brother Eddie, before you go, though, I want to let you know, you can't put it all on them because we have a lot to do with it.
That's the farthest thing. Thank you, Ms. Kim. I definitely didn't mean to say that we didn't have our own part in it because I'm always saying that we perpetuate it. We don't need them. We perpetuate it. It's up to us, regardless of who and how much is more of us still than the few millionaires, billionaires that look like us that's out there. It's still more of us. See, so we can't rely on them. you know, we still question them. We still make them accountable, but we don't discount our part that we play, as small as it might be. We still have a part. And a lot of people don't know their part. They don't know their gift. Yes, ma'am.
I want to mention the song Antoinette with Somebody Takes Two. Came out just as I was leaving Motown. When they found out I was leaving. When they found out I was leaving, they pulled the record back. But the people had heard it enough that they wanted the record. So they sold to the distributor the record at a price that the retailer sold. What the retailer would sell to the public, the price the retailer would sell to the public is what they sold to the distributor.
That's like I said, by now we should have 10 or 12 different names of Motown that we own, like Cadillac Records, Motown. We should have 10, 20, 30 of these places that we bring out all this stuff. And again, even when you have rappers who come up with their own ways of doing this, they're still halted. They're still stopped. They still have to go through so much more than the big white studios do control. They have to go on underground or have to go digitally over the internet to get themselves known, which is a good thing now that they do have another alternative instead of constantly begging at somebody else's feet to do what they already know will sell. You know, like I said, the feel is slowly but surely being even. We are going to get an even playing field because there's so much stuff that even with the technology that they're building, they're doing things that they won't be able to control, and they're already worried about AI right now because of programmed it to do and what it's doing on its own.
Did you hear about them? Did you hear about the one that they've made that's going to make itself duplicate itself?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A replicant again. They trying to be God, trying to make something that creates itself that they can say that they were the masters, that they were God, that they created it. You know. So again, it's. They're playing with something that is going to bite them in the butt. It's coming back to bite them in the butt real hard.
God versus Google. Because I believe the internet is like the Tower of Babel.
Yeah.
But I tell you what I did get out of it, what I have gotten out of it is that God wants us to come to him like we go to Google. Because if you go to Google and you don't know what you're talking about, you can forget it. You got to not only your question has to be precise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. G versus G, God versus Google. Because again, that's the new dictionary. When you don't know a word, you Google it. That's the dictionary now, and they can change that dictionary online at any time. God is the same. God is going to be there. God is real. God is spiritual. God is truth. God is trust. God
is
the secret, the answer. Yes, unconditional love. Yes.
Agape.
Yes. So, again, when we see by the number the attributes of God by many names, see, the number remains the same, but he goes by many names, family. Find the number behind those names, and you will find God in everything that you've been talking about that reveals God by the number of the word. It's right there in front of us, hidden in plain sight. I'm sorry, what did you say, Ms. Kim?
I was saying, what number is agape?
What word was that?
Agape, A-G-A-P-E.
Hold on. A-G-A-P?
E.
A-G-A-P.
Which is the love of God. The unconditional love.
A-G-A-B or P?
A-G-A-P to E.
Oh, P-E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that, let's see, 8 and 1, 17. That's an 8. That is an 8. So, yeah, and there's so many words that come to 8, even when you put them together, like Lord God comes to 8, 13 and 13, which
well,
is 26.
The unconditional love of God.
Yeah.
The kind of love that, that only God can do.
Mm-hmm. So that's... Again, when we are able to the numbers to the words and connect the dots to the other words with the same number, we are creating whatever it is we're supposed to by the number of the words that we're receiving that connects. It's just another way of breaking through the miseducation of the English words that we've been taught. Everybody sees words or uses words at different times or every day, not knowing the number. And once they apply these things, they will find God with, behind all these words that they use on a constant, every day, all day. Hundreds of different words that are relating God's number by his name and by the name that's being used of the words, which are no more than the incantations behind the words that we can change once we know how to rearrange, because we have that power to change and rearrange. But again, repeating repetitive regurgitation won't cut it. It won't cut the mustard. That mustard seed, just the faith of a mustard seed, we'll be able to do it all. We can. We will.
Yeah. I agree.
So, yes, indeedy. This has been a good one. We now went 11 minutes, 12 minutes past the hour of our added hour, which was good because last week they cut Sister Antoinette off when she was trying to make a point. But we've been on over 3 hours, and this has been great. And again, as I always say, I love the family and listening audience. And for those who participate, I love even more because, again, hearing what you have to say, family, gives me the information behind the word with the number to see even what you say differently. And this is what we should be able to do, see things differently, not the same, because even when we see things and hear things, we all hear different things. You hear something I don't hear. When we see the same thing you see,